If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
School plans in a pandemic.
I'm afraid, I'm angry, and I'm sad.
Facebook deletes president's claim.
Children are almost immune from this disease.
75 years after first A-bomb attack.
An American airplane dropped one bomb on Hiroshima.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Outrage at a school board meeting in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, as teachers beg for a delay in the start of the school year. The plan is for virtual and in-person learning to begin next week.
I have not received any training or support as to how to teach simultaneously in-person students and online learners.
But it's a different story for this teacher in Pasco County, Florida.
I am thrilled that we will be going back to school and that I'll be back in the classroom.
But there is plenty of confusion and concern across the country from teachers and parents as decisions are being weighed and made. Here's CBS's Adriana Diaz.
15 of the nation's largest 25 school districts will be online only, affecting more than 3.4 million kids.
And in schools that have reopened, coronavirus cases are already surfacing. Over 100 students in Mississippi are now quarantining after 6 students and a staff member tested positive. And at a school in North Carolina, part of a network of schools that Vice President Pence visited and praised for reopening, all 4th grade students and a teacher are now quarantining after a student there tested positive. But for some parents whose kids must learn from home, there are growing concerns they could fall behind.
Definitely worried about his education. I'm not a teacher. I feel like online can only teach so much.
White House correspondent Weijia Jiang tells us what President Trump said about children and the coronavirus has drawn action from Facebook.
If you look at children, children are almost, and I would almost say definitely, but almost immune from this disease.
For the first time ever on Wednesday, Facebook removed a post from President Trump's page, comments the company called harmful misinformation. Still, Mr. Trump defended the comment.
If you look at children, I mean, they're able to throw it off very easily. They may get it, but they get it, and it doesn't have much of an impact on them.
On the race to a cure, Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Reuters he's optimistic a vaccine is within reach.
We likely are going to have maybe tens of millions of doses in the early part of the year. But as we get into 2021, the manufacturers tell us that they will have hundreds of millions and likely a billion doses.
Now to Los Angeles, where Mayor Eric Garcetti plans to target large house parties that have gone on despite city pandemic regulations. Violators could lose power and water.
By turning off that power, shutting down that water, we feel we can close these places down, which usually are not one-time offenders, but multiple offenders.
Well, millions of people in the path of this week's big East Coast storm are in a powerless situation. 2 million homes in several states don't have power. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says major utilities weren't prepared.
Hundreds of millions of dollars doing a lot of the things that I would have hoped limited the scale of the damage. But this is one of the worst outages we've ever had. And to be blunt, I don't see much progress.
Now overseas, CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb is in Beirut, Lebanon, with the latest on the aftermath of that huge explosion that killed at least 135 people and injured thousands of others.
How such a vast quantity of such volatile material was allowed to rot for over 6 years in a warehouse so close to the city center is still being investigated. Many here are blaming the country's ruling elite after reports surfaced suggesting officials had repeatedly warned the dangerous chemicals needed to be removed. So few were spared, including little Sophie in intensive care, whose brain is bleeding from shattered glass. Her parents say they also lost their home.
I tried to protect her, but I couldn't do.
Major League Baseball has sent revised pandemic protocols to all clubs. USA Today says the measures threaten suspensions if players or staff members repeatedly or flagrantly violate them. This includes wearing face masks. At least 33 members of the Cardinals and Marlins have tested positive for COVID-19. The latest word on automated driving systems is they don't always work.
They were meant to make driving easier. Now a new study says partially automated driving systems may have a few glitches. Research from AAA shows most of the problems are with the systems that keep the cars in their lanes. Others had trouble spotting broken down vehicles in their path. The study tested systems from 5 manufacturers over 4,000 miles and said they had issues every 8 miles. They recommend car companies limit the use in their models. Lisa Mateo, CBS News.
Released from prison a second time 2 weeks ago, former Trump attorney Michael Cohen has a job offer. A political action committee wants to use him as a consultant. Cohen is serving his sentence at home now and is writing a book critical of the president. In Los Angeles, the Grammy-winning music producer known as Detail has been arrested on more than a dozen charges of sexual assault. Last year, a woman was awarded $15 million in a lawsuit that accused him of rape. Well, 75 years ago today, World War II took a dramatic and deadly turn in Hiroshima, Japan.
We are delaying the start of our scheduled program to bring you the latest direct report on the atomic bomb attack on Japan.
It was on CBS Radio where Americans heard from correspondents like Webley Edwards report on the bombing of Hiroshima in Guam.
We talked with Colonel Paul W. Tibbetts, Jr. of Miami, Florida, pilot of the B-29 that dropped the first atomic bomb in history.
Hired in 1957, former CBS Radio correspondent Marvin Kalb worked with the generation of journalists who covered that bombing.
Everything was dependent upon what President Truman or his top officials wanted to share with the American people. And that was very, very little.
In fact, it would be weeks after the bombing, American journalists would even be allowed to report firsthand from the destroyed Japanese city. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
A pro sports league that's now back in business has announced plans to give back, and fans could be among those who benefit.
The National Basketball Association's Board of Governors and its Players Association say they are creating a $300 million fund that will create a foundation focusing on economic empowerment in black communities. Each of the 30 teams in the NBA will donate $1 million annually to the foundation over the next decade. The NBA said its foundation will focus on three areas pertaining to employment, obtaining a first job, securing employment following high school or college, and then career advancement once employed. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
A police department in Idaho tweeted, "This is Nampa, not Tampa." The astonishment was about the discovery of a 6-foot alligator in Nampa, Idaho. It was found under a camp trailer. Turns out it's someone's pet, and that's legal in the state with the right permits. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.